Welcome, everybody, to episode 470 of your favorite show, RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold will be here in a few minutes. He's stuck in the awesome Cincinnati traffic. How you living, Eric? How's your week, man?
It's finally over.
It's finally over.
It's like the last day of work for the week, 10 hours. And they decided it's the busiest one and the most stressful one of the week.
Of course. That's how it goes, dude. That's just how it is, you know?
But like, the rest of the week was, like, lopsided in the amount of work we were getting, so it's weird.
Yeah. It happens, like, a end-of-the-year crunch, like, usually last couple weeks of the year.
So everybody kept taking my carts, so I had nothing to dump into the compactor.
Damn. That sucks, dude. All right, well, let's get started with the news, Eric. Let's get this shit done and over with. We got tons to talk about today. Lots of gaming news, lots of gaming in general. So let's get started. Go for it, Eric.
All right. Hold on a second. I need to scroll up because I wasn't quite ready. But I was hoping Break would hear here. But this is actually about a departure. But yet another person leaves Square Enix. This time it's Takaharu Ishimoto, who did The World Ends With You and Dissidia compositions.
What? I don't understand what's going on at Square Enix. Are they doing like a major purge? Because this is, like you said, not...
No, I think people are just getting tired of working there, not having anything to work on.
Yeah. Either that, they're just getting tired of the bullshit that they go through, which sucks. But this is another one that goes down.
Anyways, he said he's leaving of his own free will, and he's going to be freelance. So this doesn't mean that he won't stop working with Square Enix, just he won't be an employee there.
Yeah. I think it's pretty demanding working there, from what I gather. So I don't blame him. He's probably got enough money in the bank to, you know, do a decent living on his
own. I think the last thing he worked on was Dissidia Final Fantasy NT.
Yeah.
Which is like the home console port of the arcade game.
Yeah, it's a very, very extensive, good list of games he worked on. So there you go. All right, next story comes to us.
I didn't even know about this game, World of Fantastista.
I have no idea. All right, next story comes to us also from Gamatsu. Latent Mystery Detective Agency Cat's Mystery Solving Files. Anime announced for spring of 2018, and there's an overview. Any mystery solved, that is the motto of the Latent Detective Agency. Professor Layton's daughter, Catrielle Layton, runs the Layton Detective Agency together with the talking dog, Cheryl, and her assistant, Ernest Greaves, and solves a mysterious case that occurs each day in London. Originally, Catrielle started this work with the goal of finding her father, Herschel Layton, who suddenly disappeared, but her mystery solving gradually became a hot topic due to its unexpected concept, leading various requests to flying in. So keeping her busy from finding her dad, which sucks. But
I wonder if the anime will have lots of puzzle solving.
Yeah, probably.
Like the games.
Probably.
Here's a puzzle.
I wouldn't doubt it, but it looks to be a cutesy kind of take on anime complete with a basset hound, which is always a plus. That's probably my favorite breed of dogs. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is about Metal Max Zeno's got a release date in Japan, and probably only Japan, because I don't see it getting localized, but I also see that they might have drastically changed the game's engine to look a little bit more modern so they could make it appeal to possible Western audience.
Like, what type of game is it? RPG or what?
It's an RPG that has, like, I wouldn't call it open world, but I would call it open-ended because you can do a lot of stuff.
Good. I don't see why it wouldn't appeal out here.
I was initially kind of put off at first because it didn't sound like it was doing what the series was known for, but apparently the series is known for doing what it is in this game. It's just doing it a little bit differently.
I mean, I don't see any problem. Maybe the backgrounds look a little bland, but I haven't seen this game in action. But I'd be down to play it.
I'm wondering whether or not this game actually looks the way that they've always wanted to do the series, but they weren't allowed to before because of constraints or funding.
Yeah, I don't know. Black screen for a while there, I'm aware, guys. I'm working on it. You guys should have on the screen now.
The game's been delayed to... not delayed, I'm thinking of other articles. But it's launching April 19th in Japan. And they've introduced some new characters, Dylan and Maria. And there's some retail first print digital or pre-order bonuses where... you can receive the underground shotgun human weapon as opposed to a tank weapon. Because, like, you can play on foot or on a tank.
It looks kind of cool. The character on the cover of the magazine has two swords, which I've been playing a little bit of The Witcher 3, and he has two swords, which is kind of cool. Yeah, use of two different types of swords, but I'll be talking about that a little bit later. All right.
And then there's a limited edition, but other than that, it's like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Next story. Also from Gamatsu. I'll go ahead and do this, Eric. Ambition of the Slimes. Released for Switch in Japan. I'm wondering if it will get a go here. Take over humans in the turn-based strategy RPG. As mentioned, it's going to be in the eShop in Japan. And iOS. Wow. Originally for the iOS in 2014. Wow. That's weird.
There is a 3DS version, I think, too.
Yeah, there is a 3D. Is this have to do with Dragon Quest slimes or just slimes?
No, it's just a game with slimes in it.
Looks like shit. I probably would not play it.
I heard it's not particularly amazing.
Yeah. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is about a bunch of announcements made by NIS. And... hold on a second. Let me if the browser let me scroll down.
I can do it if you need.
So Nippy-Nichi Software is planning sequels for Coven and Labyrinth of Refrain. We haven't even got the first game here. And Yomiwari. Both titles are being brought up as up and coming rookies. So I guess Yomiwari has been successful enough with both of its entries so that they're actually franchising it now.
Well, that's good, because that's one thing about the RPG genre that is really lacking, the lack of new IPs. But, you know, it's still going strong with some of the older titles, obviously Final Fantasy and even the Secret of Mana that's coming out and some other stuff, but Persona. But we haven't had any really good... new entries, new IPs, so it's nice to hear.
And also, they made mention of the more Disgaea games are coming.
Yeah, well, that's to be expected. Disgaea is pretty popular.
Yeah, but whether that means, like, Disgaea 6 or some side game like D2.
Yeah, probably Disgaea. Probably Disgaea 6, man, for sure. And the others. That's a franchise they'll milk till the cows come home. All right, Eric.
I don't think they'll ever do a visual novel again, though, because apparently that didn't pan out for them.
All right, Eric, next story. Speaking of visual novels.
Next stories. Song of Memories for PC has been delayed in Japan. A short delay for the Gal game, or Galga. Or Galgay, that's the, like abbreviation for it, but it's going to come out, and it was supposed to come out late December, but it's now it's probably going to come out. It says early 2018, but But so that means probably before the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's another visual novel. Are you going to get a copy of this, or are you looking forward to this, Eric?
I haven't really looked into it yet, but they did say there's going to be English and French support, so I'm assuming it's going to show up on Steam.
Yeah, probably. All right, next story comes to us from Silconera. Final Fantasy Explorers, forced delayed from 2017 to spring of 2018. Boy, isn't that a shock. It's an upcoming smartphone game based on the 3DS action RPG, Final Fantasy Explorers. I think Final Fantasy Explorers was fairly well received, if I can remember correctly, Eric. But Square Enix apologized for delay. So there you go. All right, next one.
Based on what I've heard other people play it, it's not particularly great ball, although they said if you could pick it up for $11, it's worth it.
Yeah. All right, next one.
But I'd much rather just wait for maybe a Switch port of Force.
Do you have to play that instead. Eric, do you have Final Fantasy 15?
Yeah, I haven't really touched it, though.
Is it – I'm wondering if it's worth – because they're having a sale on the Xbox, which I'll talk about later. $30, but you get all the, downloadable content and stuff like that. I'm wondering if it's worth it. But all right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Persona 3 Dancing Moon and Persona 5 Dancing Star Knight launch May 24th in Japan. It's a PlayStation 4 combo pack, which is kind of cool. I hope it comes here. So there you go.
I think like a bonus for getting the PS4 bundle is that you can also get a PS4 version of 4.
Oh, damn. That would be good to come here because I don't have 4 at all. I have yet to touch 4. I haven't done that. But I'm going to get a PS4 and... Persona 5 is high on my list of gets. So, damn, there's a lot of stuff that you get. Looks like you get, just some downloadable characters, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. But there's an extensive list of shit that you get with these, so I wouldn't mind picking this up if it came stateside. So, there you go. And I'll play the little trailer while we're talking about it. Have you had a chance to mess around with Persona 5, Eric? Is it as great as everybody says?
I don't know why you gave a game of the year when you hadn't even played it. I personally would put Nier Automata over it.
I already explained that, Eric. I didn't play hardly any during the year. I mean, and I gave a disclaimer before I gave it Game of the Year. I watched the very extensive videos on Persona 5, and it's exactly what I love about RPGs. That's why I gave it RPG of the Year.
The reason I didn't, though, is because I don't think it has a particularly great story yet. It's a good story, but at this point, when you're doing Persona games... I think Atlas has kind of gotten a little lazy because it does feel a tiny bit stale.
I don't know,
like,
dude.
After Persona 1 and Persona 2 came out, and 2 even had 2 different versions, they switched up the style of the game.
Yeah.
But like, now we've got like 3 games that are essentially the same.
Yeah. Looks like Breakman's in chat. Hopefully Break will call so I can add him. I don't know.
And I feel like they purposely held content back just so they could do a special edition later, which sounds unforgivable in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, dude. I kind of disagree with you aesthetically anyways. I have not played it. Aesthetically, it looks stunning. It's got a nice little makeover.
You have to remember, though, that the game was originally a PS3 game.
It still looks good by my standards, dude. It looks really good. Breakman is in chat. Breakman, give me a call, dude. I don't know what the hell's going on. MXT says, apparently WWE 2K18 is not Game of the Year on the Switch. Oh, lots of bad shit about...
I started the call with you, right? So I hope you're recording.
I am recording.
Well, because so, I'm definitely not. I'm at my parents' house.
I'm recording, for sure.
I won't be able to upload either.
That's fine. Either I or Breakman will take care of it. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. I don't know. Everything I've seen of Persona 5 looks great to me, Eric. I don't know why the hate, but whatever.
I don't hate it. It just doesn't deserve top spot.
I think it does from everything I've seen. And I've seen a few videos on Nier. I mean, it's one thing to look at videos, and another thing...
Nier is less about its gameplay, more about its story and narrative.
I have yet to see anything really on Nier. I've seen limited videos on it, but I'll play them both. I'm as soon as I get my PS4, those games are very high on games that I'm going to get. So that and Horizon Zero Dawn. I might wait for a price drop on Horizon Zero Dawn, though, but whatever. All right, next story comes to us. Speaking of Persona, comes to us from Gamatsu. I'll go ahead and continue, Eric. Persona 5, the animation to air in April 2018. So there's a visual here, which I got up on the screen. Looks like Persona 5. So there you go. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is about a visual novel. Sky Full of Stars. And this is from Silconera. And Sky Full of Stars follows friendships built around the love of stargazing. And a Sky Full of Stars, which is the same team that developed If My Heart Had Wings, which has a notoriously bad localization that never got really fixed. But looks to tell the story of love, laughter, and childhood friendships that last a lifetime, focusing on a group of friends who met through their shared love of astronomy. And brings together a group of different people from astronomy clubs at various schools, sharing their love of stars together. And then typical visual novel hijinks ensue.
MXT is in chat. He says, I'd rather have Legend of Dragoon the animations. You're exiled, you son of a bitch. You know what you're doing there.
That's awful. Go to hell.
Jeez, that's some strong words. All right, next story comes to us from Silconera. I think this is another visual novel. It's Keys Summer Pockets, releasing on June 29, 2018. Yep, it will follow a young man named Hari Takahara as he heads to...
Keys is the name of the dude who made the game. Summer Pockets is the name of the game.
As he heads to the small Torishiro-jima Island to grieve after losing his grandmother and finds himself presented with the opportunity to get to know four young women, of course four young women, named Ao Sarokado, Kamome Kushima, Shiroa Naruse, and Samugi Wenders. So, there you go. Keys Jun Maeda, who people may remember from canon, Air, Clannad, Little Blusters, and Angel Beats came up with the concept but is not writing it. Naga, Keys artist who worked on Kanan, Air, Clannad, Little Blusters, and Angel Beats, is doing the character designs and the people providing art for Summer Pockets. So there you go. So it has not been confirmed for a worldwide release, so we may or may not get it in the States and or England.
If you want an anime or a visual novel that will really make you cry, you either have to play Kanan, Air, or Clannad.
Yeah. MXT says, I've worked at Walmart. I've been to hell and had dinner there. So, I guess. All right, Eric.
Go back to Walmart.
Next story. Eric is on fire today with MXT. Go ahead, Eric. Next story.
The next story is... slightly disappointing because it affects game development, but Nintendo's pushing back its 64-gigabyte Switch game cards to 2019. Since the Wall Street Journal recently reported that the 64-gigabyte Nintendo Switch game cards, originally intended to be available for developers around the second half of 2018, have now been pushed back to 2019 due to technical issues. So the current maximum amount that Switch game cards can currently hold is 32 gigabytes, which is less than the 50-gigabyte Blu-ray disc used in other consoles.
Yeah. This is a huge issue, and this is something that may hold Nintendo back slightly. Nintendo's a juggernaut right now. That Nintendo Switch is selling gangbusters. But I will be talking about size of games pretty soon here. So
Well, I know for a fact that they couldn't fit both Bayonettas on the same game cart, so they had to provide a digital code for Bayonetta 1 when Bayonetta 2 launches.
Yeah. That's sad.
And Doom and had to get around the size limit by making the multiplayer DLC.
Yeah, that's weird. Does it look good on the Switch? Because I'm
Well,
telling you.
it's on the Switch. They had to do a whole lot of compromises, but the fact that the game's running out of very consistent 30 FPS is amazing,
Well,
I
I know
guess.
the Xbox One X is, I mean, it's pushing over 30 frames per second with all the bells and whistles. So that's one game that I'm definitely going to get on the
Oh,
X.
those games are consistent 60.
Yeah, so, well, not consistent 60. I've seen video on it, comparisons from, actually, Doom is consistent 60. There were a couple others that Xbox touts as consistent 60, and it's not.
Well, when they say that, they mean mostly consistent. You'll at most get like a single frame drop.
Yeah, but it's funny because I've seen comparisons, and all the comparisons I've seen for the big games, they consistently outperform on the X. Even a game like Final Fantasy 15 actually
I
does.
heard the best way to play Sonic Forces is on the X, unless you've got a PC.
The X is strong, no question about it. I'm very, very pleasantly
I'm
surprised.
telling
So.
you, Sony's gonna do an Elite, and they're gonna make the Pro the standard, and they're gonna reduce the price of the Pro to what the PS4 is currently at.
Yeah, they
And they're gonna phase out the original 4.
that's fine. I want to get a pro. I wouldn't have Wyland says get Killer Instinct. Wyland, I might get Killer Instinct very soon. I think I got the free version, but it's a fucking, I'll talk about space in a minute. But there, I don't know, understand why that game has so many gigabytes to it. I really don't. I know it looks pretty, but damn, is that game a hog. But it's not the ultimate hog. I'll be talking about that later.
The ultimate hog is how much room you're gonna have to provide for playing Final Fantasy 15 on the Steam.
Yeah. Well,
Or are you talking about
I'm talking about
Quantum
the
Break?
X. No, I'm just talking about X games in general, man. God damn. But anyways, that was the news. Breakman, where are you at? Well, I guess we'll hold off on that. What have you been playing? What have you been playing, Eric?
I've been playing more Color X Malice, and I finished Okami HD, and played a little bit of Golf Story. Was that a golfing RPG for the Switch? I've seen enough to do a review. That's all I have to say. Not to say it's bad. It's just that there's not a whole lot to it. That's all there is. But it's a fun game. There's some funny humor in there. But I'm gonna see if I can't add break to the call.
Yeah, that'd be cool. What else you've been playing, Eric?
Other than that, I played a little bit of the project. No, I played through the Project Octopath Traveler demo and the Lost Sphere demo.
All right.
The voice acting in the game is really good. I hope it stays all the way till full release.
Lost Sphere or
No,
Octopath?
the Octopath Traveler. Lost Sphere
Gotcha.
barely has any voice acting.
Gotcha. All right.
It's a very different demo than the Japanese one, because I played the Japanese one a little bit.
No.
And you're in a completely different location. And the Japanese one seems to be more story heavy. Like, I don't even know what's going on in this version.
I've been playing a little bit of Marvel Puzzle Quest, but mostly been playing games like Gears 4. Gears 4, you want to talk about a game that takes up a good chunk of your hard drive. That thing clocks in at over 100 gig. It's very pretty, it plays perfectly, all that shit, but man, is it a a big game to put on your hard drive. I'm playing it actually free. I didn't buy the game. I got a free month of the Game Pass, and it's on there, so I threw it on there. And I had to get rid of a lot of games in order to fill it, because I've got so many games on my hard drive already that I had to get rid of it initially just to fit some games, but I got rid of other games. I'll play through Gears 4 and get rid of that, and I'll free up 100 gigs.
Have you played 3 yet?
I did. I played 1, 2, and 3, beat all those, but I'm looking forward to...
Don't think we did 3 co-op before.
No, we didn't do it co-op. But I...
did you beat 3?
I beat 3 because I'm not terrible at the game. I mean, the Gears games...
Did you play with Mug instead?
No. I didn't play with anybody. I played by myself. Co-op
Mug.
No. I played by myself. Gears 4...
On the easy setting, right?
Probably. But still, I'm playing it. Gears 4, I'm on the second chapter, and I'm having a good time with it. It's got a little different story and stuff. I mean, the story's never been...
It's got to be better than Judgment was.
The story isn't great. The story's never good in Gears. Like, that's one thing about Gears that I've never really... I mean, it's just a big testosterone fest. That's mostly what it is. It's not... you know, it's not a subtle game by any...
The characters look like dicks.
They look like big-time assholes. None of them are... You know, they're all these big buff dudes and super hot chicks. And, I mean, it's just way over the top. But that's been Gears from day one. It caters to the Xbox audience for sure. I played...
have you played Bulletstorm yet?
No, I have not, Eric. Let me finish my games that I've been playing. Bugcatcher I've been playing. I played and beat a game called Layers of Fear on the Game Pass. That's a good game. I'll review that one later on. Oddworld Abe's Odyssey. It's really, really dated. That's all I got to say about Oddworld Abe's Odyssey. I got rid of it. It's hard to play. The game looks good, but the mechanics are pretty dated and not suitable to...
I could still play that game.
Try to add Breakman again, Eric. I can play it. I played it okay. I was doing all right, but it's just not something I'm super, super interested in. So it was taking up hard drive space, so I got rid of it. I played and beat Shantae and the Pirate's Curse. That's a fun game. I messed around with Dragon Age Inquisition. I purchased that on... They're having an awesome sale for the Xbox.
Oh, dude, they do it every holiday season.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's funny. Breakman's profile on Skype is like the equivalent of a Twitter egg.
Who cares?
My profile picture?
Yeah.
Yours is just orange on mine, Eric, so I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, no, I see your pic. Mine's the grinders.
Because the image I see is my picture.
Huh. Yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see your picture either. You might not have updated Skype. Maybe that's why. I don't know. But let's see. So I did get a chance to mess around with Dragon Age Inquisition. I got to say this. I have stopped playing Dragon Age games after Dragon Age 2, which I think is probably one of the worst.
Your favorite game of all time?
Oh, my
Dragon
God.
Shit 2?
Oh, God. That game is so awful. I think it's, like, the worst in the series by far. But, man, Dragon Age Inquisition brought it back. They're doing some good stuff with that.
Yeah, and that kind of BioWare is dead, so I don't expect to see them again.
I don't know why not. Dragon Age Inquisition is great. I paid... $13.50, I got the game proper, all the DLC, so I'm looking forward to playing that. I also got Witcher 3, Wild Hunt. I messed around with that. And you want to talk about a beautiful-looking game, it's Witcher 3. Witcher 3 on the Xbox One X is absolutely amazing. It looks stunning. I was really pleasantly surprised by that. I had played Witcher 3 before a little bit, but... never with the graphical overlay that it got in the Xbox One. So it's looking good, and I'm looking forward to playing the hell out of that. Brickman, I'm wondering if you can tweet out if you get a chance to.
I don't know. I don't really like those people. I mean, what were we talking about again?
let's see. I mentioned Layers of Fear. I messed around a little bit with Metro Redo. I'll try to pat. That's on the Game Pass. It's not a game that I own, but holy fuck, did I buy a ton of games?
The first Metro is okay, but Last Light is such a good game.
I'm gonna have to play that, but I bought so many games. Like when we get to the.
Did you get an Xbox Gold account so you can play games with the rest of us? Instead of being your little selfish self sitting in the corner I'm playing by myself.
I tell you what, I have it till the 17th, if that makes you feel any better. The 17th. So I did put you on my friends list, Breakman, but I see you have not added me yet, you son of a bitch. But so yeah.
Well, there could be a reason for that, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. All right, Break. We're going to do what we've been playing first, and then we'll get back to Twitter questions and homie discounts.
I am trying to type here, miss.
Miss. What have you been playing, Breakman?
There's a cat that doesn't want me to type. She wants me to pet her. She's looking so adorable right now. Oh, she's sad. Well, I've been playing something I'm not going to talk about right this second.
Okay.
I'll talk about that when we get to Sweetos. But the other thing I've been playing for is South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think I'm pretty close to the end of the game.
That's something else that I played a little bit of. I got a free trial of South Park Fractured Butthole. I think it's fine. I think it's more of like the same shit that I enjoyed the first.
I'm fucking loving the game.
Yeah, it's good.
It's really South Park humor, I think, still.
Yeah. I
mean, you can tell like they were involved in the writing of the
Most definitely. So let's talk about homie discounts. Eric, you got some PS Plus games. List some of those, and then I'm going to talk about the Xbox games for sure.
All right. The games for January, which start on Tuesday, will be Psycho Pass, Mandatory Happiness for the PS4 and Vita, and do note that there is no cross-saving, so you probably want to play one or the other. But Batman the Telltale series for PS4, Book of Unwritten Tales for 2 for the PS3, Deus Ex Mankind Divided for the PS4, Sacred 3 for the PlayStation 3, Starblood Arena for PlayStation VR, and that will be that and Psycho Pass. Oh, you know, just that. Apparently, it's a limited time offer. Like, it's going to be available to March 6th. So that's pretty lengthy because most of the free games are only a month long for you to grab them. But and then some game called Uncanny Valley for the PS4 and Vita.
All right. Anything else, or is that pretty much
that's it?
All right. For the Xbox, God, there's so many. Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare, all the Call of Duties are on sale. So if you're interested in that and want to get a digital copy of those, make sure you pick them up now. Cuphead, I bought Cuphead for full price. It's worth full price. Oh, that's another game that I've been playing, Cuphead. It's got a 15% discount if you got gold. Actually, I think it's 15% for everybody. So you can get it for $16. I think that's a steal. I think you'll have plenty of fun with Cuphead. Destiny 2's on sale. Assassin's Creed, you're getting 33% off. Star Wars Battlefront 2, I would not buy that game right now. But if you're inclined, it's 30% off, 40% off with gold. Wolfenstein, Shadow Wars.
Do want the Star Wars, but I got other. Hold on a second.
Yeah, no worries. God, there's so many. I actually picked up a few. I haven't had a chance to play very many, but they have the Walking Dead series. There's a collection that you're getting 25% off if you have gold. Dead Rising 4. I got this was a steal in my book. I got the Deus Ex, Mankind Divided, Digital Deluxe Edition, which included all the DLC for 85% off. Even if you don't have gold, it's 75% off. That's a steal. Final Fantasy 15 for $30. That includes all the extras.
DLC. Is there any deals for Final Fantasy Season Pass?
Yes, it's included in that digital premium edition.
Well, I already have the game.
I think there is.
Yeah, actually. That's one of the things that irritates me about the sales. There's some combo packs where they're not selling them separately.
Like, yeah.
For instance, I wanted to get the Mega Man Anniversary Collection 2 because I'd already got the first one, but it's only a bundle.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it again.
Yeah, you know? See, there's a bunch of shit like that, but that's the advantage of getting bundles, I guess. Weiland says he needs to finish BF2 DLC. So, yeah, for sure, Battlefront. Let's see.
Does it mean Battlefield 2?
Battlefield, yes, I'm sorry. There's a bunch of sales on the Tomb Raider games. I got both the bundles for the Rise of the Tomb Raider 25th Anniversary Edition and stuff like that. Let's see. Life is Strange is only $4 or $5. You're getting 67 to 75% off, depending on you have gold.
Oh, he does mean Battlefront 2. I'm sorry. I didn't think all the DLC was out for Battlefront 2 yet.
Yeah.
Any deals on Before the Storm?
There is. Before the Storm, you're getting 20 to 30% off for the deluxe edition. There's the regular edition. I think you get about the same. And it costs way less, but I'd probably get the deluxe edition. Murdered Soul Suspect, which is not a game a lot of people talk about, but that's only $4. I might pick that up. I mentioned Tomb Raider. I got Tomb Raider, both the Definitive Edition and the Rise of the Tomb Raider. The Definitive Edition was only $7.50 with all the DLC, so in my opinion, that's a steal. Batman, they're having those Telltale game series. You can either get them in bundles or by themselves for, you know, upwards of 70% off. Guardians of the Galaxy Telltale is like 50% off, so that's only $10. Game of Thrones.
I finally saw two this weekend.
Good. Guardians Did you like it? It's funny.
Yes, it was really good. Yeah. It's really funny. Drax gets all the good lines, I'll say
that. Oh, yeah, for sure. Minecraft, a bunch of sales on Minecraft. I mentioned all the Telltale series games. There's a bundle that I wished I had the money to get, but it includes Game of Thrones, Wolf Among Us, Tales from the Borderlands, and all the Walking Dead stuff for like $44. If I had an extra $44, I would definitely pick up on that. Forza 7's getting a small deal. You get like 25% off. Seven Ways to Die, that's the player versus other players zombie game for 70% off. God, there's so many games. What else here? All the Resident Evil.
I think Friday the 13th is on that list, isn't it?
Friday the 13th is not on the list, but it's at $30 anywhere you buy Friday the 13th.
Oh, I know what it was. It was on last week's gold sale.
Yeah, I'm going to get Friday the 13th on the PS4 because I want to play with Freak 5. Dead Rising. All the Dead Risings are getting a sale. They got a cool bundle for like at least 50% off. So that, I mean, if you want all the Dead Rising games, that's, you know, that's a way to get it. Something else I played was the Devil May Cry Definitive Edition. I like it, but it was taking up too much of my hard drive. That's on sale. Mentioned all the Resident Evils. Let's see what else. World of Tanks, if you like that type of thing. I also purchased, this was something that I purchased, and I'm glad I purchased it, the Dishonored. There's like three games with all the DLC, like the Ultimate Edition, Dishonored, Dishonored Death of the Outsider, and Dishonored 2 with all the DLC for like $40. That's I mean, a great price. Doom's on sale, so you can get that for $20. All the Elder Scrolls stuff, you're getting about 50% off. Fallout 4, 3, Prey is like $25.99, I think. Skyrim was on sale for $25, which I think I'm going to wait a little bit on Skyrim. I love Skyrim, but I don't want to pay $25 for it. I'll pay like $15 or something for that game. Evil Within and Evil Within 2, there's a couple bundles on there. All the Wolfenstein games, and I mentioned Resident Evil. Also, all the Lego games. Bastion, which if you haven't picked up Bastion, now's the time to do it. It's only $7.50. We've had Greg Kasavin on before talking about Bastion. It's a great game. So MXT's got to go. See you later, MXT. Appreciate you joining in.
Have fun at Walmart.
Mad Max. I don't know if that's worth it. It's on the Game Pass. It's $10. I guess it would be worth $10. Dying Light, The Following. I've yet to play those games. Shadow of Mordor. Shadow of War is getting a small discount. And then Quantum Break. I think you mentioned Quantum Break. That's also getting a good discount. ReCore, which I think is a good game. Rise.
Yeah, I want to try that game.
Yeah, ReCore is good. I played quite a bit of ReCore. Rise, Son of Rome. It's only $7.50. I don't know. I've yet to hear any good or bad from that game. State of Decay, another zombie game, is like 75% off. So
I heard it's legendarily bad.
What? Which one? Rise?
Rise.
Oh, yeah. Then I'm not going to get that. Destiny 2's got some decent bonuses. It's a newer game, so it's a little more expensive. There's a Prototype bundle that's pretty good. All the Gears games are getting their discounts. Battlefield, Battlefront, Mass Effect Andromeda is getting a huge discount because it sucks. No, I don't know. There's a Battlefield and Titanfall bundle that's pretty cheap. I think it's like $30 for both games. I mentioned Dragon Age Inquisition. There's a Game of the Year edition that gives you a lot of bonus content for only $13. So that's a great deal. Mirror's Edge.
I have the base one on PlayStation 4 as part of Plus.
Yeah, yeah. Mirror's Edge Catalyst is only $10. I think that'd be worth $10. Let's see, The Sims. If you're into The Sims, there's all kinds of sales going on. For The Sims. Mafia 3, I would not buy in the Xbox. You can get it at GameStop for $10 if that's your thing. Evolve, if you like those games, there's a wicked Ultimate Edition, which includes all the DLC, and there's tons of DLC in that collection for 75% off. Bioshock collection, of course, huge discount. Borderlands, handsome collection. Overwatch, Battleborn, XCOM 2, if that's your thing. It's not my thing. I messed around a little bit with the first XCOM and did not like it. Grand Theft Auto 5, bunch of discounts on all that, DLC. What else? Valkyria Revolution, which I didn't
not
hear.
Not good.
Yeah, I've heard not good things. Homefront, I've never played any of the Homefront games, but they're super cheap now. Dead Island. This is interesting. They're not the greatest games in the world, but for $5 for Definitive Edition of Riptide Ore. So $5 for Dead Island or Dead Island Riptide for $5 apiece. That's a steal, in my opinion. Saints Row the 4th and Get Out of Hell getting big discounts. I think that would be well worth it.
Yeah, I've heard those are good.
Metal Gear Solid's getting some good stuff. Let's see if there's anything else here. I know there's been tons. Oh, Brothers, which I played and beat. I don't think I mentioned that. Is a pretty good game. That's a,
you beat a game?
I beat like three.
It must have like teddy bear mode or something.
I beat that game, and I beat what else? Layers of Fear and The Bridge. So I'm killing it when it comes to games. Virginia, which I've heard pretty good things, is 60% off. Tacoma is also 50% off. I'm going to get that game. Looks pretty interesting to me. It's a non-combative kind of mystery.
It's basically similar to Gone Home.
Yeah.
It's made by the same developer.
Yeah. Axiom Verge, 50% off.
Gone Home is a good game.
Which one?
I heard What Remains of Edith Finch is also pretty good.
Yep, What Remains of Edith Finch is 35% off, so that's a pretty decent price. I think it's only like $11. And that's about, let's see, Killing Floor 2. I've never played that, but that's another notable one. Dead by Daylight, so if you like that type of style where you're going, what do they call that, battle royale with other players? Candleman is only $10. It looks super interesting. Pac-Man Championship Edition, all the Dark Souls games.
I love
games.
That game.
Oh, it's such a great game. Championship Edition is yes. great. All the Dark Souls games on the Xbox are getting deep discounts.
I just Steamworld Dig 2, but it's probably better off play it on the Switch.
You know what I might get to the Assassin's Creed Ezio collection. It's only $20. That's actually a good price. Child of Light.
What's the daily deal?
I didn't look at the daily deal. All the Far Cry games are getting deep discounts. For Honor, Ghost Recon, Rainbow Siege.
Far Cry's a good franchise.
It's great. South Park Fractured But Whole is only $30 if you get it digitally. But it's
they've been advertising on Cartoon Network since they're playing a marathon that at most retailers that game is half off right now.
Mm-hmm.
So even better than 30% if you want to go actually out to a store.
Yeah, it's like $30 anywhere you get it now.
Yeah, $30.
There's a gold edition apparently with all the DLC that you pay $45 for. So. It's not bad. Watch Dogs 2 is another one. And the one that I purchased was The Witcher Wild Hunt. You're getting tons and tons of value with The Witcher Wild Hunt. You get the expansion Hearts of Stone, Blood and Wine, all the DLC. And it is by far the prettiest game I've ever seen. So let's see. Bridget says, Frankie, is this a preview of February? Probably.
Frank's on Microsoft's payroll now, isn't he?
Right. I just had a lot of credit, man. I got a $50 credit for getting the Xbox One, and I just been getting lucky with gift cards here and there. But Bulletstorm, which you mentioned, is it worth playing? I should get that.
It's a fun game. Like that one is a single player experience. Yeah. It has multiplayer. But you don't need to even touch it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a big multiplayer guy. Forza, a bunch of Forza stuff, and that's about it. So there are a ton of games. They're having a countdown sale till the 4th. So like me, I bought a ton of games. I'm really thinking I got another $15 credit at GameStop. I'm thinking of getting a card and getting the Assassin's Creed Ezio collection because that's three games. That you get for like $20. So I think that's probably a good jumping in point for me to get on in and buy. So there's so many good sales right now. I know the PlayStation has a very similar type sale going on there, but I'm just talking strictly Xbox. I mean, they're killing it with their sales. All their big titles are getting some pretty good discounts. So go out and buy them now on the Xbox or PlayStation. Now's the time to do it. Now or never. They're having huge sales. So let's see. We did all what we've been playing. Any Twitter questions or comments, Break?
There was, but it was more of a reply to, somebody was asked, if they would be able to do it on the show, and they said some personal information, so I didn't want to repeat it, but they weren't able to do the show because of that.
Oh, they weren't able to do the show.
Watch the show. I mean, not be on the show.
Oh, because of personal information. Okay. Well, that
sucks. Because they're having personal issues. They mentioned them in a tweet, and I didn't want to say that.
Yeah, that's okay. No worries.
You know what? I completely missed this. Apparently, there was a conversation that happened with Flabby Sausage and Dungeon Buster. Flabby Sausage, who we haven't heard from in a while. Nice to hear from you. I've never played a Metal Gear Solid game or a Persona game. Can I hop right in with Metal Gear Solid 5 or Persona 5? Or do I need to start earlier in the series? They're both on PSN's best 20 list.
Well,
I would say you could jump.
Metal Gear Solid has such a crazy fucked up story that you'll have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, here's the weird thing about 5. You could play it on your own and be perfectly fine, but you'll appreciate it a lot more if you played Snake Eater and the one that came out on the PSP, I forget what it's called. Yeah. Oh, Peace Walker.
Well, either that or I think Metal Gear 5 comes with a wicked encyclopedia. So if you don't mind reading a little bit to kind of get a gist of everything, then I would say you could jump in with Metal Gear 5. Persona, I have not played Persona 5, but I think you can jump into Persona 5 at the beginning. You just got to realize
I've only played the original.
You just got to realize with Persona, there's a big learning curve, but if you're used to playing old school hard RPGs, then you should have no issues. Just, you know, make sure you know
the original Persona is terrible, by the way.
Just make sure you kind of get the gist of demon fusing and stuff like that. I think you could jump into Persona 5. So those are great games to talk about, Flabby. I'm appreciate you being able to tweet at us, and welcome back to the fold. Join us on Fridays, though, man.
And Dungeon Buster actually kind of replied to him, and he kind of shared our sentiments. He said, Metal Gear Solid? Yeah. Metal Gear Solid has a lot of history behind it, and that might miss, and you might miss out on. But Persona 5 is a standalone in comparison.
Yeah,
you can literally hop into Persona 5 and not worry about the others.
Yeah,
but they're also very good.
They're really good. Persona 3. Yeah,
with Metal Gear, the story gets so insane, crazy.
Yeah, it really is. All right.
Even if you've played the other games, I think you still might be a little lost.
Yeah. Let's see. What else was I going to say? God, I had a lot to say during the game sales. All right. Let's move to our Stinkos of the Week. Breakman, what is your Stinko of the Week?
Well, I got a few. I'll go with a pet peeve.
Okay.
The people who don't scrape the snow off of their fucking cars and trucks before they drive.
Okay. Why is this a pet peeve?
Like, they go out into the road and then they let their snow blow out onto everybody else's cars and shit. It's fucking rude. You people are assholes.
Wow.
If I have to scrape the snow off of my car, you should too. You
dick. Yeah. Well, I would agree. That's my phone going off now. What else? I'm going to mute for just a second.
I was also going to say that it's wintertime and it's, single-digit temperatures across the country right now, which blows asshole. My dad has been in and out of the hospital again. He's out of it now, which is good, but some of the problems that he's having now, they may be permanent problems.
Oh, no. That's...
Which just sucks. No, yeah, it's nothing life-threatening, though.
Yeah. So
that's the good news.
That is good
But news. But my ultimate stinko just goes to 2017.
Ooh, yeah.
I just hope 2018 is a better year, because 2017 is – you've killed rock and roll. You've killed Friends.
Yeah.
You've given us Donald Trump.
Killed marriages.
There's nothing – like, can you do anything worse to us in 2018?
Oh, so
Mrs. Breakman's car was totaled.
Killed the Friends TV show. That's what I hope you
kill your – kill your marriage. I mean, that's also something that happens. But yeah, 2017's been fucking brutal. Although I tell you what, December was a good month for me, a really good month. So I'm hoping that 2018 continues that good vibe, man. But I agree with you. 2017 overall fucking sucks, Breakman. It was, like you said, one of the worst years in rock and roll. We lost everybody but Eddie Vedder, it seems like, in the grunge scene. We lost Chester Bedingfield. I think we lost David Bowie this year, like January.
He died on President Trump's inauguration day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it was on his inauguration day. He's just like, I can't take this. I'm out.
Yeah, it's a bad year, man.
Because you know, Bowie gets chose. He gets to choose when he dies.
Damn right. He should have.
He had that kind of sway.
I guarantee he probably did choose when he was going to die. He's like, fuck Trump. I'm out. You know. But yeah, we lost a lot of good people, friendships, a lot of marriages. You know. A lot of bad stuff, but like I said, December looked up for me. This has been a banner month for games for me. I got all the Outlast games. I got Witcher 3. I got all the Wolfenstein games. I got so many games. Great. Oh, I just got a physical copy of Alien Isolation for $14. What else? I've gotten so many games. So on the game,
I did buy another game. I bought Titanfall 2, but I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, see, that's another one that I want to get.
It's only $16 right now. So I bought it because my brother was like, "Well, I'm gonna buy it for you if you don't buy it." I'm like, "All right, fine, I'll just buy it."
Did you call it Wolfenstein?
Yes, I did.
It's Wolfenstein.
How dare you? How dare you, Eric? You're exiled. No, but I I'm debating between Titanfall 2 and that Ezio collection, the Assassin's Creed game. So I'm going to choose soon.
Right.
But yeah, anything else, Break, Stinko-wise?
As far as Stinkos, isn't that enough?
God damn it. All right, Eric, what about you?
Work-related stress.
That's it?
Yeah.
It went quiet on my end for a moment.
Yeah, because I hit the mute because my phone was ringing. Okay.
Constant struggle with finances.
Yeah, dude, that's a struggle for everybody. I mean, 2017's been
everybody who's able who listens to this show, you know.
Oh, everybody or
participates in this show. This and you know, for most everybody. Like,
yeah, dude, it's everybody. I mean, these tax cuts ain't gonna fucking help either. I mean, they might help for a year or two, but it's not.
Well, the thing with tax cuts is, they're really just gonna benefit like the people they tax the most, which are usually the rich.
Yeah, 83%.
Which it's not going to help us. What they need to do is fix the tax codes.
That's the thing. They didn't.
What's his name? Paul Ryan was out there saying you'll be able to do all you can on all your taxes on a Post-it note.
Yeah, right. That's bullshit. Stupid.
But that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be as fucking.
It's never
going to
be that way. The tax code is a huge issue.
It's complicated for a reason.
Yeah. The one thing that they should do is just get rid of all loopholes, but they never want to do that because it benefits the richest people. It really does. So, kind of plays into that, but my stinko goes to two things. One is Orrin Hatch. Orrin Hatch just announced that he wants to run for yet another fucking term. That dude's been in Congress for 40 fucking years. And you know what that says to me? That says to me that there are still those old-ass 1950s ideas still floating around in Congress. We can't get any new progress going until we get some of these old fucking people out. We've talked about term limits before.
Like I've said, term limits save us from ourselves.
It should be two term limits of
just like the president, two term limits of 4 years.
Either 4 or 5 years. If you want to make the case for next year, fine. That gives you a decade to do some legislation. But then after that decade, let's get some new blood. Maybe we have some new ideas that we need. Instead, we have Orrin Hatch and fucking McConnell and Schumer and Pelosi.
Guys that want to stay in because they keep reaping the benefits of being in Congress.
Always because of the money. All they care about is donors. This tax cut bill.
They're basically magpies. They failed to evolve and they somehow became magpies instead.
Yeah.
I want the shiny.
No. You know what it is? They get in touting that they're going to bring in.
I don't get that reference. What?
They come in
just magpies and crows have an obsession with shiny objects. Yeah. That's why they collect them all the time.
So, but
wait, when you said magpies, and I just started thinking of that scene from Dumbo, but I'm like, oh, those are crows.
Yeah. But Orrin Hatch is a perfect example of this. When he first got into Congress, he ran on a platform of, you know.
When he first got into Congress, I wasn't born yet.
Yeah. But when he ran as like, you get in, you do your job, and get out. Now we're 42 years later into his fucking, seventh term. It's like, it's ridiculous, these guys. I mean, he's 83 years old. Age is just a number. Like, I honestly think age shouldn't – if you're 83-year-old and you're just starting into politics, you should have every bit of right to run for office. But if you've been in Congress for 42 fucking years – it's time to get out, man. Just go enjoy your fucking millionaire life somewhere.
And people will go vote for him because he's the Republican incumbent.
Yes, and that's
so. These people are practically the mummified pharaohs because they think they can take their money with them when they die.
Absolutely.
As incumbents, they get the support of the party.
Yep.
So they're really not going to have that much of competition to deal with.
Right.
They'll probably fight them off in the primaries, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But in the end, it'll be the people voting for Democrat versus Republican.
It should always be
always
like,
come down to that. And in his district, Republican wins.
Yeah, always.
So he's just
and
continue
it should
to be there.
But if we
had term limits, if he was out of there, maybe at some point we'd have, I don't know, somebody of common sense at some point. Maybe
a populist candidate would have a chance. Like, honestly, like. I agree with you 100%. We need term limits, congressional term limits, period. That would take care of that issue off the bat.
They won't even bring that vote to the floor.
I know, it's sad because they all are getting paid through their donors, and they never want to lose their seats. It happens all the time. My second stinko, I forgot to mention this a couple weeks back, but I'm giving mine to AMC. I don't have like a traditional cable subscription, so I have to see The Walking Dead through their streaming app. And I purposely didn't look at Twitter and all that shit so I wouldn't get spoiled on the mid-season finale. And you know what they do? They have a commercial for AMC's The Walking Dead on their own fucking app that spoiled it for me. As I'm watching.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yes. As I'm watching the episode, they spoiled the big reveal. You know,
that's bullshit.
Yes. Yes. I totally agree, dude. And I.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is, oh my God, you should send them as much hate mail as
possible. Oh, man. And I watched it the day after, which I guess someone can make the argument you watched it late. But still, don't spoil it for me. Like, I made great pains to not see the spoiler for the –
That's why I have to watch The Walking Dead like that that night because of spoilers.
Yeah.
They just can't be avoided almost.
But you wouldn't think that the network that's carrying the damn show would spoil it for you.
That's ridiculous.
With the commercial, you know. So that was mine. All right. Let's move on to
That sort of reminds me of the website TV Guide.
When
Heroes was still on.
Yep.
They said that there's going to be a main character is going to die, and they showed his picture.
Yep.
Like, what the hell?
It would have been different if you showed someone else's picture, and then you watch the show and you find out someone else.
No, it was the same. It was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was the guy who died. Yeah. It's like, oh, thank you for ruining it for us.
Yep.
Are you talking about season 3 of Heroes?
I don't remember what season was, but it was when Nathan died because he was the picture.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, your sweeto.
My sweeto. You said December's been a good month for you, right, with all these games and
well,
stuff.
Well, I got that free gift card, which allowed me to get the Xbox One X plus all the games. So, yeah, I'd say it's a pretty sweet month. And I got another Christmas present coming to me soon. But anyways, go ahead.
Well, I mentioned I bought Titanfall, and everybody knows I got South Park this month. So, for me, this month has been pretty good, too, as far as gaming.
Yeah.
Now, there's one thing that makes it even so much better, though. Back in September, there was a little thing released called, and I call it a little thing because it is actually really tiny, the Super NES Classic.
Yes, yes.
And for months, I have gone to Walmart, I've gone to Toys R Us, I've gone to Target, and I've gone to multiple GameStops, you know.
Yes.
For months.
Did you get one?
Well, on Christmas Day, I got a game card gift card.
Ooh.
I'm like, okay, well, thanks. She's like, yeah, well, my mother-in-law knew I wanted one of those, so she gave me a gift card there. And she's like, well, hopefully you can find it. I'm like, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So day after Christmas, I was out doing a little bit of shopping. And I was going home, and I'm like, well, you know, I got this gift card. Maybe I'll just go ahead and stop in GameStop.
Yeah.
And I stop in there, and I look around for a moment because it's really busy. And then I see over the corner of one of the salespeople, the Super NES.
Oh, nice.
Stacked. And there are a few of them left. And I immediately ran up to the line. I didn't care about anything else. So I now have the Super Nintendo
Classic. Nice. How many games does it come with? And what are the highlights?
Hold on. Let me grab the box.
Okay.
21.
Yeah. Let's see. Wyland says, my Gundam Wing Ultimate Blu-ray box set shipped the other day. It's currently in Ohio. It's being hijacked by Breakman and Eric Wyland, so don't expect that anytime soon.
But Dungeon Buster's the one that hasn't.
Sorry, I got the box now. Here's the list of games.
Yeah.
Contra 3 Alien Wars, Donkey Kong Country,
nice.
Earthbound.
Yes.
Final Fantasy III, which is my favorite game. F-Zero, which I have actually never played.
Yeah.
Kirby's Dream Course, which is a fucking awesome game. Kirby Superstar, Mega Man X, which who doesn't love Mega Man X? Secret of Mana, Star Fox, Street Fighter II Turbo Hyper Fighting,
yeah.
Super Castlevania, Super Ghouls and Ghosts,
ooh.
Super Mario Kart,
the nice. Original
fucking fantastic game. Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars.
That's a great
game that I've never had a chance to play.
Great game, dude.
I'm finally going to get to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario World, Super Metroid, which is one of the greatest games of all
time.
Oh, God,
that game is fantastic. That's one of my favorite games of all time.
Super Punch-Out, The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
Yes.
Which is one of the greatest games of all time as well. And
hey! And hey! What's up? What else? Anything else?
I don't know what's going on. Yoshi's Island, Game with the Crying Baby, who I want to kill. Oh, and there's actually Star Fox 2, another released game.
I played Kirby's Dream Course, and I was like, this game's terribly dated. I'd rather have Kirby's Avalanche instead.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't try it yet. It is dated, but it was a great game back in the...
Wyland says he hacked his SNES. See, if I got one, I'd be...
Yeah, I might jailbreak mine at some point.
Yeah, I would jailbreak mine to get more games, too, for sure. He says he has Street Fighter III Third Strike on his SNES Classic. And he also put Street Fighter vs. X-Men.
Street Fighter vs. X-Men
and Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yep.
Those are the greatest fighting games
those
of all time.
Those are great games, man. Great
I have those on the Saturn.
Yeah, you could technically put non-SNES games on the SNES Classic.
Yeah. Hey, Wyland, I did mess around with Killer Instinct, man. That thing is like 47 gigs, though, so I had to get rid of it, dude. This is another thing I wanted to talk real quickly. I didn't mention it, but... I have a 1 terabyte hard drive that I thought was going to last me for a long time. I already almost filled it.
Oh my God.
I got like 120 gig left, which on the newer systems is like nothing. I mean,
I've run out of room on my PS4 as well. Yeah, I had to make room.
You can delete what you don't want to play or what you're not playing.
All my games are like I just purchased, so you know it's
almost every Xbox game is like 60 or up.
I think
you can re-download all of them.
I know I could re-download. I was thinking of doing that, either that or I'm just going to buy one of those 4 terabyte hard drives for like $65 and plug it in and be done with it. That should last this entire system for me, for sure. But because I hate doing that. I hate, like, downloading games and then deleting them and having to decide which game to get rid of so that you can put back on your system. So I'll probably just get...
Maybe you can get an external.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an external. They're only going for like $65 for a 4 terabyte external drive, and I'm not going to get the Xbox branded one because you pay extra for nothing. It's the same as any other external hard drive that's 3.0 compatible. So that's a good thing about these newer systems. You can just add hard drive space.
Well, it took Sony forever to add external capability.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways. Let's see. What else? Speaking of Weiland, I did get a chance to mess around with Killer Instinct. That game looks really good, man. I want to play more of it. I think I'm going to buy it later on down the road once I get a new hard drive and get some money to buy the other systems first. But it's on my list. That and Shadow of War, which I purchased a physical copy, but I took it back to... the reason that I got so many Xbox games, guys, is because I kind of, like, pulled a fast one on Walmart. I bought it for $30 at GameStop, returned it without a receipt, and got a little bit more money. So that's how I was able to get a couple more games. Plus, I had a shit ton of credit and, you know, a bunch of other things. So, but yeah, I definitely want to get a fight stick and play with Weiland on... he'll probably whoop me in like 2 seconds, but I definitely want to do that. It's on my list. Shadow of War. I want to get the Shadow of Mordor game. There's not very much else that I want on the Xbox, to be honest with you. I do want to get Far Cry 5. I think that game looks absolutely amazing. Anthem, I want to get for sure. And a couple others, but other than that,
I'm excited for next year's release.
There's a ton of releases next year, but I think I'm going to wait to get a lot of them on the PS4. For RPGs, the system to get is definitely the Nintendo or the PlayStation. You can't find a lot of really good RPGs on the Xbox, save for Dragon Age and... Witcher and maybe a couple others that I'm missing, but another game that's high on my list, maybe I should think about getting that one, is Diablo 3. I really want Diablo 3. They're having a sale on that as well.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good game,
but it's a little more expensive, so I might, I don't know, I've got like 3 more games that I have to kind of decide. I think the best value for my money is getting that Assassin's Creed edition, but man, I've been having a good time playing games for sure. There's no question about it. Breakman, did I get your Sweeto?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Eric, did I get your Sweeto?
Getting through the rest of the week, I guess.
Yeah. All right, free for all. We're gonna do our year end thoughts. You guys have any year end thoughts? Year end maybe some advice, bad, good, anything that you want to talk about? Now's the time.
No, let's go home.
Okay.
I wish Trump's Mar-a-Lago had burned down at some point this year.
Or gone underwater, which it will probably within the next 30 years. But anyway. Yeah,
there's a Cinco I completely forgot. Okay. You know, the Arctic? It's not there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a thing.
No, it's still there. It's just, it's all wet instead of frozen.
Weiland says the Killer Instinct Definitive Edition is $20 if you have XBL Gold. I do have Gold till the 17th of next month. That's a game that I'm is high on my list, but I'm pretty sure I can pick up a physical copy of that later for cheap. But when I do, Weiland, I definitely want to play with you. Add me. Did you add me on Xbox already, Weiland? I'm not 100% sure. I thought I looked for you and couldn't find you. But he also says he put some NES and Sega games on his Super Nintendo.
How big of a ROM image can you put on top of your NES Classic?
That's a good question. He said he added me, so I'll take a look at that.
I didn't replace Final Fantasy 3 with like a proper translation of Final Fantasy 6.
Yeah. Well,
whatever. I'm sorry, I do not like the Woolsey translation.
Mm. I'll have to look at that, Weiland. I didn't see it on there. Maybe I'll have better luck. I'm still learning the Xbox, so bear with me. If you added me, it's RP Grinders on the Xbox. I hate the interface of the Xbox. I wish they would change that. I don't know if you can.
See, that's the thing is, they been changing it. They change it at least twice a year.
Yeah, I hope they change it better, because the way it is now, it sucks.
Yeah, this is definitely not my favorite. Yeah. The one they did a couple updates ago was pretty good. Yeah. I really like that one. But then every time they do like a major update, I shouldn't say twice a year, it's probably like once a year, but every time they do the major update, they change the whole fucking
set.
The desktop. I don't know what else to call it.
It's kind of super...
The menus, everything's changed.
Like, for me, it was kind of overwhelming. Like, granted, it's been a while since I had a current-gen system, but... Holy fuck. Oh, it says I did add you. Okay, cool. Right on. Then you're my friend on the Xbox. Yeah, so I agree. I had a hard time with that interface, man. Like, I wish it was a little more streamlined. I really like
the PlayStation. And every time they change it, I have to go look for my shit again.
Yeah.
It's like, where is it? Where is this now?
Yep. I totally agree. Like, I had that problem. Like, how do you exit a game? Like, I mean, I know.
Oh, use the middle button on your
controller. Yeah, which, by the way, their controller is fucking fantastic. They have a great controller. And they did something with that Xbox button. They kind of inset it a little so it doesn't stick out. And that is a great thing, because I used to hit that fucking button all the time.
The original One's controller feels cheap.
It was okay.
It feels fine to me. I like the
controller. Yeah, I have no
I like problems. How it feels in your hands, but like I'm talking about like the actual build quality. Feels cheap.
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I drop my controllers all the time, and I had to replace the one because one of the shoulder buttons finally fell off of it. But yeah. I drop my controllers all the time, and that's all that's happened.
I really like the controller, Yeah, I especially like the Elite controller. The only thing I need to get to, does anybody know of a good solution for the thumbsticks? Because the thumbsticks are really like kind of hard. Is there some type of?
I actually got little things to put on my thumbsticks to make it a little bit soft. They're like little rubber tips.
Yeah, see, that's what I need.
Yes,
I need those. I need those because that's the only complaint I have about that controller, is that the thumbsticks are a little hard, and it kind of hurts my thumbs after a while, but yeah.
Man, speaking of hurting your thumbs, like, I forgot, like, the thumb blisters we get from like, especially Nintendo, but the Super Nintendo still gave me blisters too. I'm like, my thumb will certainly hurt after a couple of hours.
Wyman says he had to retire his original controller that he put a Shadow Jago skin on, so there you go. Took it two combo breaker tourneys. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, and that was an Xbox controller, right?
Yeah.
See, like those controllers are a lot stronger than maybe they feel, I guess.
Yeah.
But they are pretty tough controllers.
I think I love the PlayStation controller a lot. It's up there. I really like the Dreamcast controller, man. I don't know what it was about that controller, but I never liked
that one.
That one was an awkward shape.
I loved that one.
It reminds me of like a slightly better version of the Saturn's analog controller.
I liked it, man. I thought it was great.
The worst controller, though, was the original Xbox controller.
Oh, fuck yeah. That one sucked. But the S was good.
The S was very much improved over that. Because the original was this big.
It was a monster. That thing was a tank. Well, I mean, it went along.
And it had some buttons that were, like, out of reach and shit.
The
black and white buttons were down on the bottom of the controller. Like, what the hell are they doing down there?
Yeah, that controller was definitely suckage for sure. The Dreamcast controller was the preemptive one for the Xbox, so that's where they got most of the ideas for the Xbox controller. So... but yeah, I really enjoy the controller. It's very comfortable. There's no, I mean, other than me playing for hours on end and finally getting hand fatigue, you know, it's great, man. It's a great controller. I just need to get those. I mean, are they expensive or are they pretty cheap to get those add-ons for the thumbsticks?
They're cheap.
Yeah. Also, I want to get a customized one. Man, I was diddling around with that shit, and there was you can customize a controller.
Yeah. That is a pretty cool feature. I just don't want to pay for one.
Mm. I think if I'm going to pay that, I might. I wish the Elite controller, they would let you personalize it for free, because that's an expensive controller.
Yeah, it is.
But it's so nice, man. Have you ever like held an Elite controller? It's super cool.
I think I've held the box once.
Man, the controller itself, dude. Go to GameStop and put that in your hand, man. It's everything and more. And the D-pad's awesome. It's like got this like pad that you can put on there that makes it so cool. So I could see where that would be a benefit in fighting games if you don't have a thumbstick. So,
but I was actually thinking about going back over to GameStop to see if I can get like a rapid fire controller or something.
Yeah, yeah.
When I had my original Super Nintendo, the ASCII pad, once you had one of those, like there was no other controller.
Oh yeah,
it was the best thing ever. Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. What else are I gonna say? This year's been. I mean, politically been shit, personally been shit. So as far as the year goes, it can go fuck itself. 2017 has been by far my worst year of life ever. But it did end on an uptick, so I'm being very optimistic for 2018. I think 2018 is going to be a banner year for video games, for music, for everything. You know, for friends, for family. I hope, you know, 2017 or 2018 treats you better than 2017 treated me. So I honestly think that, you know, years like this are, man, there's way more good years than there are bad years. This just happened to be a bad year. So I'm looking forward to the new year. Looking forward to doing more good RP Grinder shows, expanding the show, you know, stuff like that. I've been subtly doing things that are, you know, slowly but surely helping grow the show. I wish nothing but the best for our chatters like Wyland and, you know, everybody that's been in there, Gripper, and, of course, Dungeon Buster. How could you not... love Dungeon Buster. He's always on Twitter and usually is in the chat. Wyland, which I think I mentioned. Who else?
MXT was in there.
MXT, Freak 5. Freak 5's been missing for a few weeks. I'm wishing better things for him. He lost his job this year. Trump says things are getting better job-wise, but AT&T just laid off like 1,000 people, so I don't understand.
Hey, here's your Christmas bonus. Oh, you're fired.
Yeah, your Christmas bonus is you're fired. What else? It's been a banner year for weed, for sure. You know, I'm an advocate. I think it's a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. Bad year for weed politics. Jeff Sessions is probably the worst thing. I think Jeff Sessions, more than Donald Trump, would get my... stinko of the year.
Because Trump's an idiot, where Sessions knows exactly what he's doing.
Sessions was asked a question why he, you know, is not in favor of gun control, but yet he thinks marijuana should be legal. And he went off into this Second Amendment rant, and he's just an awful human being. He's a racist. He's always been a racist. And he
knows exactly what he's fucking doing.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing is, he's – and you're right. He's, like, smarter than Trump, so he
– which isn't hard, to be fair.
Right, but he knows how to, like circumvent everything. I have no idea why this guy is still in politics. I just – it boggles my mind. Like, race relations, it's 2017. Get over it. You know, white people have to get along with black people – and which have to get along with brown what? People. And,
I do?
And just,
I mean, yeah, totally.
I mean, it's just been a bad year for race relations, and I don't understand. It's fucking 2017. Like, honestly, it's almost 2018, you know? So just be kind to one another. It's not that fucking hard. People, I believe in general, people are good. I'm not talking politics. Politics is a very small portion of the population here.
And it divides us so terribly.
Yeah. In general, I believe people are good. I've always said this on this show. So just treat other people good, regardless if they're fucking black, white, brown, you know, Chinese, Japanese, whatever the fuck you are, just be nice to other people. Don't be like these idiot fucking right-wing, you know, white nationalist fucktards like Steve Bannon and the people that killed, what's her name, Heyer in the Charlottesville debacle, you know. Don't be like Trump is what I'm saying. You know, be nice and kind to other people and do what you can, because I tell you what, there's a lot of people struggling out there. You know, we're all in the same boat. None of us are rich. Try to help one another. You know, don't hate. Liberate, you know?
Yeah, so. If you listen to this show, you could probably use money.
Yes, absolutely. If you want to support the show.
I mean, we could all use money.
If you want to support the show, there's a link at the bottom that you can do so. I think Flabby donated to us, so thank you, Flabby Sausage. And MXT actually opened up his wallet, so there is a link there. I never beg for money, so, you know, it's there. We do the show every week for free, and it's going to be that way from now until whenever, so... thank you guys so much for listening over the years. We really appreciate it. We've been on the air for over 10 years. So, but anything else, any other thoughts, guys, before we end the show?
I'm going to go watch a South Park. I almost said Star Trek marathon, a South Park marathon, because it's
Eric and I were
to get over the year.
Right. Eric and I were talking about Star Trek and Star Wars before the show, but, yeah. Have fun next year. Yeah. What, and Eric, any final thoughts before we end the show?
Well, I was going to do a review of The Room.
Oh, go for it. We got time. Shit.
The Room, this is the first movie that Tommy Wiseau made in 2003.
Yeah.
When they came out. Mm-hmm. So this is actually pre-Quantic Dream, if you think about it. And I think David Cage took inspiration from him, because they share a lot of similarities in how they do their directorial style.
Is there even a style to Wiseau? I mean, honestly.
I think, except the difference is, I think Wiseau just kind of does whatever he wants, whenever he wants.
Yeah.
And David Cage genuinely thinks he's got gold.
I think they both think they have gold, but hey, you're not an artist unless you think otherwise, you know. So, what? Okay, so your review of The Room,
it,
dude.
It is a movie that is like, I guess you could say it's a dark romance, because it's about how he's together with this girl and she stops loving him, but is a sociopath and apparently craves, like, excitement in relationship and people that will basically be on her hand and foot and manipulates people to get what she wants. And it is the single-handedly the worst movie and the best movie, because it's the worst movie ever.
Yes, I think
the only movie that's actually genuinely terrible compared to this one, this one's accidentally funny, and which makes it amazing, but like a genuinely terrible movie would be like Manos, the Hand of Fate. This one just is a happy accident.
What about Troll 2? Does it rank up there?
Never seen that one.
Oh god, you gotta see that movie, dude. It's so good. Troll 2. Yeah,
I guess this would be like early 2000s version of Troll 2, I guess.
Yeah. Let's see.
The acting's so terrible, and like they obviously took stock footage at San Francisco to use as a background for when they go out to the roof, because you could tell everything else is green screen on a set.
Yeah,
so it's green screen the hell out of
and they play a lot of football.
In some places, the audio for the them talking is decent from the actual footage.
Yeah. Let's see. Weiland says, but when you
and not even in 5 minutes in, the movie starts with like a completely wildly inappropriate soundtrack, especially with the porno music going on.
Let's see. Weiland says, people who shell out ridiculous. Oh no, he says, but when you beg, you get pay pigs. DSP has proven it. Maybe we should beg. Breakman, beg for money.
Give us money. Please. It's at. break underscore man on Twitter. Just send me money.
Send me money at my Patreon, and I'll come up with terrible excuses as to why I haven't done any reviews.
Please, I'll give like puppy dog eyes and stuff, and I'll say things like "pretty please" with cherry on top.
So, Eric, what are you giving the room?
I'm gonna give it technically deserves a one. But,
wow.
But I'm gonna give it a five. Out of five for whatever score.
I give the room a 10. What are you talking about? Five?
No, no. I meant like a 5 out of 5. So the equivalent score.
10. Yeah, I agree, dude. Totally good. Weiland says Disaster Artist is good. I have not seen the Disaster Artist. I really, really want to see it because I like James Franco quite a bit.
The best lines in the movie are Mark. Oh, hi, Mark. And he's like, and it's the same intonation, and there's like no break. So yeah. It's not like, and he doesn't change it up at all. He says it the same time every time.
And they
Mark
play,
enters the room.
And they play.
And you're tearing me apart, Lisa.
Yeah. You're tearing me apart, Lisa. I think that was Wiseau's homage to like the Rosebud moment in Citizen Kane. Real quickly, I have a very, very super quick review of a game I played and beat Breakman.
I'm shocked.
Layers of Fear.
I want to do a review too. Everybody else is doing reviews. Me too.
Layers of Fear. I'm going to give it a 7.5 out of 10. It's a first-person perspective horror. It's not even a survival horror. It's just like kind of like a haunted house game. There's not any combat, so there's not that stress, but it is scary. There's moments in the game where, you know, you really do feel some scary. I did not play the DLC for it, but for free on the Game Pass, couldn't beat it. You know, so yeah, Layers of Fear, 7.5 out of 10. Yours, Breakman.
I would like to give him a review of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah, go for it.
That's a pretty darn good soundtrack, I'll say that.
Oh, it's a great soundtrack, for sure.
Yeah. There are songs I had never heard of, but then the songs I've heard of, like Brandy and, what's that called? I can't remember the name of the song by the Jane and the Americans. I love the song, but I can't remember the name of it.
Got some good stuff.
It's a great song, and I can't remember the name of it. Damn it.
You suck.
What?
Fail. Breakman,
come a little bit closer. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
This is Breakman to save the day. Come a little bit closer. You're my kind of man. So big and so strong. Come a little bit closer.
I don't want you ever song, to right? sing again, Breakman. You're exiled if you sing again. All right, what else?
Good soundtrack. And it's a funny movie. And it's definitely worth watching. Kind of glad I didn't go see it in theaters because it kind of feels like a side quest more than anything.
Yeah, I guess.
Because this movie feels like the filler because, you know, Thanos isn't even in it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that was the one disappointing thing from the movie that I got.
The ship was, though.
Yeah.
But I did want to have a question, but it's kind of a spoilery question.
Okay.
Because I never read the comics Guardians of the Galaxy, so I did really have a question.
What's the question?
Is Ego Peter's father in the comic?
No.
No.
Okay. Because that's just weird. Yeah. They definitely made sense of it. I mean, this is a Guardians of the Galaxy. There's a lot of things that just don't really make sense. But there were a lot of like cool scenes of them killing lots of people type stuff and guns and still has the same humor. And like I said earlier, Drax gets the best lines. Hands down, he gets the best fucking lines.
I'm really looking forward to Marvel next year, man. You got Black Panther coming out. I believe February or March. I can't remember.
Early because Infinity War is May, isn't it?
Yeah, Infinity War is the big one, dude. Like, that's the one that I mean, it's going to be an all-out brawl, man. It's going to be beautiful. That is the most anticipated movie for me to come around in a very, very long time. I cannot wait for Infinity War. It looks like it's going to be everything and more. I mean, They've got everything except for Thanos' color right. I hope they make him a little more purple. I think it's because he was on a red planet. That's why he had kind of that red tinge to his skin color. But he's definitely purple in the comics.
The release date for Black Panther is February 16th.
I see, yeah, February 16th. Black Panther looks amazing. Oh, hi, doggy, Weiland says, yeah. but yeah, I dude, 2018 looks to be a banner year. Let's hope it's better for
and everybody. And May 4th for Infinity War.
Yes, May 4th for the Infinity War. That's, man, that's going to be a great, great movie. Yeah, I know, X-Men and Final, I just wish they would have did that deal sooner.
I almost kind of want them to just after this one, like,
well, the only thing that Disney the only thing of Fox that Disney doesn't own is Fox News, and thankfully, they don't own the Fox News.
I actually wish,
right? But I'm saying now that they
or you could say maybe they should have, because then they could have made it not terrible.
Yeah,
by actually putting standards in there.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is, now that Disney owns the X-Men, mm-hmm. I'm kind of okay with them rebooting so they can add mutants.
Yeah,
the X-Men are one of my favorites.
They could retcon it.
I would the movies were so hit and miss. Like, some of them were so terrible.
No, just introduce the multiverse aspect and have X-Men from different realms.
You know what I want? I want Wolverine's goddamn yellow and black costume. That's what I want. I don't care if they recast Wolverine. I just want to see that goddamn.
He also needs to be an angry, cantankerous old man.
Yes. Yes. He's
getting too old for the role, so they are going to have to move on.
They did a good job with Logan. I thought that was a very good representation of Wolverine. Hugh Jackman's a great Wolverine, no question about it, but they're definitely going to have to reboot his character. Same thing with Iron Man. So I
think after the next movie, I think they're probably going to kill off Iron Man and Captain America.
I hope so.
Not Infinity War, but in the next movie.
Yeah.
They won't kill off the character. They'll just character off to who's currently playing them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that happens in comics.
I get to what you're saying, like they did in the comics. Like,
have
in
Iron Man, they could always use the new Iron Man that they have in the comics, the girl that's a 15-year-old college girl.
Yeah.
Okay, let me rephrase it. They'll probably kill off Rogers and Stark. Is what I meant.
Yeah, which is fine. They do that shit in the comics all the time. I don't have any issue with that. I do want to see. I really wish they had time to add the Fantastic Four to the Infinity War, because they and the X-Men, but more so the Fantastic Four, because they were an integral part of the storyline with the Infinity Gauntlet and stuff. So.
But doesn't the world need Squirrel Girl to save him?
Yes.
Also, when Doctor Strange gets too old, they could just Doctor Who it.
Yeah. I agree with you on Squirrel Girl, but she's showing up in, I believe, The Runaways or one of those movies they're doing. Weiland says the only thing I didn't like about Disney getting them back is that X-23 movie's probably dead. No,
yeah, I don't know if it's dead. It'll probably just be reworked.
No,
I didn't think that movie was ever going to come out anyway.
Oh, God. An X-23 movie would be fucking awesome. You know what else would be awesome? Seeing Wolverine and Deadpool in the Marvel Universe would be fucking amazing, in my opinion. So there's all kinds of cool stuff.
I think Deadpool 2 comes out next year too.
Yeah,
actually.
Deadpool 2. So that's going to be good. But
a lot of people were getting miffed about the merger, because they were worried movies like Deadpool wouldn't exist. So it's like, why wouldn't they? I mean, Disney bought Touchstone Pictures so they could make R-rated movies without having to.
No, you have nothing to worry about. They're not going to dumb down X-Men or Wolverine or Deadpool.
Isn't the X-Men movie coming out next year?
I don't know.
The New Mutants movie?
I have no idea.
Well, I don't know if any of those movies are going to happen now that Disney owns them.
I think they're wiping the
Deadpool
slate clean.
Deadpool 2's release is June 1st.
Yeah, they're wiping the slate clean. I think they're going to redo to kind of retcon some of the X-Men and other people. Fantastic Four definitely needs a reboot. But under the care of Marvel, I cannot wait for a Fantastic Four movie, a good Fantastic Four movie, and maybe that'll solve their villain problem too, because one thing that Fox has had as good villains with Magneto and definitely.
Yeah, Weiland's like Dark Phoenix and New Mutants are still coming.
Yeah, huh, okay. those might be coming. But
I'm worried about Dark Phoenix though, because like they're doing the Dark Phoenix thing again.
Well, they need and to they're do gonna it.
Fuck it up, aren't they?
No, well, I don't mean, do it
they
better.
It can't get much worse than the last time.
Oh God, the first time was so bad, but. Anyways, that's our thoughts. All right, let's do our plugs. Get the hell out of here.
That was the first terrible X-Men movie, I believe.
Yeah. Break Man.
And then follow up with Wolverine Origins. And then what came after Wolverine? What was next?
I think they went straight to First Class after that.
Yeah. No, there was other movies in there, I think.
Just the Wolverine.
Yeah. All right.
The Wolverine, which was all right. It was all right.
Yeah. All right, Break
Man. Every time I think about the Wolverine, I kind of knock a point off of it.
Yeah. All right, Break Man, your sweetos. Or, I'm sorry, your plugs for the week.
Yeah, you had me really confused. I was like, you can follow me. Wait a minute. Sweetos. You can follow me on Super Nintendo? No. You can follow me on Xbox Live at Break Man. Space between Break and Man. There's no underscore. Or at Twitter on or at Break underscore Man and at RP Grinders.
There you go. Eric, your plugs, please.
You could find me on sites I've written for, like TotallyGN.com and BostonBashBrigade.com, HonestGamers.com, VogNetwork.com. And I've got a Patreon, and I could use the money. So if you feel like my reviews are worth reading, maybe throw some money my way. Even a buck would be nice.
Yeah, buck would be nice.
So if I could get 10 people to do that, I get 10 bucks. 100 people, I got $100.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. I want to thank all the listeners this year, all the chatters. I mentioned them before, but archive listeners as well. Thank you guys so much. You know, even though 2017 was a bad year personally, it was a good year for the show. The show was always going strong. You know, I can't thank you guys enough for your love and support over all the years. 2017 sucks, but
hugs and kisses.
Yep, 2018 is coming next week, so we're looking forward to a banner year next year. Thank you guys so much.
A Bruce Banner year.
Yeah, a Bruce Banner year. That would be cool because Hulk is my favorite. Let's see. Stay safe this weekend, especially if you're going out New Year's Eve. There's a bunch of people that are going to be drinking and driving, so don't drink and drive. Don't smoke weed and drive. As much as I love to smoke weed, just don't do it and drive. You know, stay safe this weekend. Stay safe this week. Stay safe in 2017 and on into 2018. Until then, we are out. Thank you guys so much. Later.